Have you ever had one of those seasons in your life where challenge after challenge just keeps coming up, curveball after curveball, unexpected thing after unexpected thing, and you just have to figure out how to ride those waves, go with it, and stay focused on what's most important? If you can tell, this podcast episode looks different and sounds different. It's because I've been dealing with those things. How do you balance the biggest challenges life can throw at you with staying focused on what you're working towards? That's what we're going to be talking about today, because not only have I been able to do that, but I'm really excited about what I've been working on. There's a definite benefit to being able to step back and look at your business with fresh eyes. There's a couple of strategies I use to really make sure that I was feeling more invincible and less invisible. Because let me tell you, in complete honesty, there were days where I was feeling invisible, or it would have been easier to feel invisible. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. I'm your host, Kendra Losey, and this is the Invisible to Invincible podcast. As you can see, I'm not in my normal recording area. I am here at my parents' house, my childhood home, recording in their backyard. Here's the thing. 2 weeks ago, my mom went in for routine knee surgery and ended up a couple days later back in the hospital with several issues that were very critical. Luckily, my siblings are here, but I dropped everything so that I could come and help too. And, you know, that's part of why I have this business, is to have the freedom and flexibility to be able to do things like this and help me understand my personal obligations and my personal desires to be able to help and be there for my values and my priorities. But here's the thing, being here has totally screwed up my routine, my normal processes. I don't have all my resources. I don't even have all the right clothes that I wanted. But it's okay, because I'm making it work. It requires resilience, it requires dedication and focus. It requires that honesty and that ability to say, you know what, I made this commitment. I'm going to honor it. And I'm doing that for myself, and I'm doing that for you. Even the most seasoned entrepreneurs run into challenges. And it's okay if you don't feel invincible every single day. You're not going to. But the more days you can feel invincible, and the fewer days, those fewer times you can feel invisible, and all those times you feel in the middle, those are going to be the best days. And that's what you want to focus on. So that's what we're talking about. So here's the thing. If you have those curveballs come up and you need to figure out how to roll with it, ride those waves, as I mentioned earlier, what do you do? How do you do it? This is what I've been doing, honestly, because it's hard to manage good Wi-Fi with a quiet space. I have a co-working space that I use periodically, and I've been using it the past 2 weeks for a few hours here, a few hours there for important client calls. I rely on my sister's house for her Wi-Fi and her quiet area when she's at work, or my brother's studio for the same. And, you know, there's a coffee shop nearby. That is how I've been doing it. I've also been staying up late at night, especially last week when I didn't have any time really during the day, in order to get stuff done, in order to do the things that I committed to, the things that I know I need to deliver for my clients and honestly for you. This podcast episode is one of those things that's important to me. I committed to it. I get to do it for you. The other thing about this is that I didn't do it alone. It requires the support system that I have, the willingness of my siblings to let me use their quiet areas. It requires the friends and the community that I've built to help support during this time. And to everyone who's reached out and said, what do you need? And even if it's just to listen to me, it requires that. And I appreciate that. It requires the support of my boyfriend, who's been helping make sure everything's okay back at the home front as well. It requires all of those pieces. And those are relationships that I've built over time. Those are relationships that mean a tremendous amount to me, and that they've really helped me through this time. The other thing that I've done is really been able to use the tools that I have, leverage the tools that I use, to run my business, knowing I can do them everywhere. It's like a nomadic life, absolutely. Only a nomadic at my parents' house where I grew up. This time's also been an amazing time to step back just step back on those days where I might not have been feeling 100% because life was hard and things were hard and emotions were high. And it's all you can do is to help manage and maintain what you need to do. On those days where I'd rather feel invisible versus invincible, I stepped back and refocused. And I had help to do that. Because those days where we're feeling invisible can get anyone down, no matter who you are. You can feel bogged down, unfocused, stuck, unable to see a way out, confused and overthinking and just stuck in your head. And I'll tell you, I was stuck in my head for a little bit there because I didn't have the mental capacity to do more than what was in front of me. And that's where I really relied on my community and myself in taking the time for me in order to help. Even if it was taking the time to do a little meditation, to journal, to get the ideas out of my head, to start seeing what they were and to see how I want to take action, because that way they weren't stuck swirling in my head, bogging me down and making me feel more stuck than I was. And when we get in that mindset, it's often a thing of feeling powerless. I'm powerless against the changes. I'm riding the waves and on this current that's going to pull me in whatever direction. I don't have any control. But then you remember you can swim. Then you remember the tides turn. Then you remember that you have that power. You have that community you can rely on. You have all of the things that are already inside you that got your business to where it is today. And you can navigate these challenges. You can pull yourself up and manage them and work your way through them. And there's more strategies you can use, right? There's from therapists to coaches to people to talk to that community and relationships you've built personally and professionally, to the tools you use, to the mindset tools and growth tools that'll really help you. Like I said, I've relied on journaling, walking, and meditation whenever I could sneak in a few minutes. But what's going to work for you? What do you rely on for your mental well-being and your emotional well-being when things happen? Have a list. You might need it when you have those days where you can't think about it for yourself, where unexpected challenges came up, where emotional things came up that you need extra support with for both you and your business. And here's the thing, that invincible mindset, it's the belief in yourself. It's the reminder of why you're doing what you're doing. It's the reminder of what you've built. Like I said, it's that reminder that you can swim. You know how to ride these waves. You know how to handle this because you've done it before. You've done hard things before and you've been in hard places before. And now you can move yourself out of this one because you have the resources you need already inside you. And this mindset shift from invisible to invincible, from wanting to stay hidden and feeling bogged down to focused and determined, it hits all of us. It's not just when big things come at you. It can be some days it's the small things. Whatever it is for you, make sure you have the tools in place, the support system in place, the resources in place that you need to navigate them. There was a few days last week where I was exhausted. I wasn't sleeping. I was staying up late to work on my client work and to just get stuff done. Getting at the hospital until mom got out. And then I was here making sure she had everything she needed. Walking the dogs, helping out. And I did go into that place of powerless because I felt like I was reacting to everybody, like reacting to the thing that was right in front of me. What needs to happen right now? What do I need to do next? And it wasn't until, 11 o'clock at night where I had the time to say, okay, what do I need to do? What's due for tomorrow? What's due in 2 days? And it was so reactive. I was starting to feel my energy get bogged down. I was getting bogged down. It took those resources. It took those conversations. And it took the strategies and the mindset strategies in order to get out of that. One of the things that's come out of this is that I've been able to spend time the last few days just stepping away, stepping away and laughing at some of the things, right? Like yesterday I got bit by a pet rabbit. Who does that happen to? And just finding those moments where I can step away and focus on what's most important to me. During this time, what do I want? What do I want to work on? What's going to make this life and everything that I'm working on and all the things that I can do and the help I can give to clients and to people I work with, what's going to make that exciting for me? And honestly, what tools do you need that can help you find that excitement and that ease of your business and have that peace of mind that if, as those challenges arise, you have the tools, resources, and support that you need to go through them. And so I have a new offering that's going to be coming out. I'm very excited about as far as going beyond marketing. Like one thing about sleeping in your childhood home is falling asleep at night, thinking about the dreams I used to have, what I really wanted to do, what I thought my life would turn out as. And I didn't know, you know, let's be clear, little Gen X me recording music from the radio with my separate tape deck was not thinking that I could podcast, was not thinking that I could help clients the way I do, was not thinking or dreaming this world that we're lucky enough to be in at a time when we're lucky enough to live in it. How can you feel like your business is invincible? So if challenges arise, it'll go. It'll keep going. It'll go the way you want it to because you have that confidence and that ease and that joy that everything's handled and you know what's happening. There's always going to be curveballs in life. Always. It's how you have the tools, resources, resiliency, focus, determination, all of those things that will make them worthwhile and make you successful for whatever you want and however you define success. The true definition of an invincible business, an invincible entrepreneur, an invincible business owner is that you know how to problem solve and that you can ride that wave during those challenges. You have the resiliency and the resourcefulness to make these challenges work for you. Life is always going to have things that come up. You're never going to be able to get to have a clear path with no challenges and obstacles, but it's how you deal with them and how you navigate them that's going to make the difference. I'll tell you, this whole experience has been a lot. I ran away earlier today to go and just sit at one of my favorite spots, cliffs overlooking the ocean. I needed that fresh, salty air because that helps remind me why I'm here and why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I can. I have that flexibility to do what I need to do for me. And that's something that when you have challenges come up, make sure you're doing the things that are going to help take care of yourself first. The days that I wasn't doing that, the days that I was taking time just to react to everything, those were the days I felt invisible. So what can you do on those times in your life and those seasons of your life where challenges come your way? What strategies can you have in place for yourself? What support systems and tools and resources and people can help you? Because now as I look, honestly, as I look at my business and as I look at what I've been doing and taking this time, it's reminding me what's important. It's been reminding me why I have my business. It's been reminding me of my values and what I hold dear. And it's reminded me of the inner strength that I have that can be the difference that makes the difference. The ideas and the tools and the resources that I'm creating are, I can't wait to share them with you. So next time life hands you curveballs, next time you feel swept up in those waves and getting tumbled all around, trying to get your head above water, remember there's resources available. There's people who can help. And when it comes to your business, we can definitely work on that. We can give you those tools. I've gotcha. If you want to stay informed and stay up to date on things that I'm building and creating and resources that I have and what's coming up, be sure to go to my website and honestly sign up for my newsletter, comment below, or send over questions. Till next time, I'm Kendra Losey, and this has been the Invisible to Invincible podcast, where I help entrepreneurs and business owners look into the depths of their business to create peace of mind. And honestly, let's make your business and career work for you and not the other way around. Till next time.